Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. I'm Stuart. We have Larry on board tonight. A lot going on, particularly with Donald Trump, the tornado. And he's doing a lot of things. But I wanted to, bring Larry in. He's been following a lot of this. And also, this has connotations prophetically that I want to get into, and Larry, I think, wants to get into Daniel chapter 8 as well. Hi, Larry. How you doing?
Hello, Stuart. Thanks for having me. I like your way of calling Trump a tornado because he certainly is becoming a real whirlwind.
Yeah, I know. What are the latest things that Trump's been up to? I know every time you turn around, he's got a new executive order out, and he's undoing a lot of, mostly this is all undoing what Obama did. Is that not right, I think?
Well, that's accurate, and even as far as the immigration problem, the ISIS problem, the terrorists moving towards entering our borders problem, the wall, Mexico, immigration, rebuilding the military. He's on a roll. And a lot of it is bringing down or defeating what Obama spent 8 years implementing.
Yeah. He's attempting to undo the New World Order. At least that's the way it looks. I wanted to read a couple of things from Jeremiah chapter 51. Unless your heart faint and you fear for the rumor that shall be heard in the land, a rumor shall come both 1 year, and after that in another year shall come a rumor, and then violence in the land, ruler against ruler. Now, we've talked about that one before. And here's another one that we need to talk about. Therefore, behold, the days come that I will do judgment upon the graven images of Babylon, and her whole land shall be confounded, and all her slain shall fall in the midst of her. Then the heaven and the earth and all that is therein shall sing for Babylon, for the spoilers shall come unto her from the north, saith the Lord. As Babylon has caused the slain of Israel to fall, so at Babylon shall fall the slain of all the earth. Those are kind of dire prophecies. And I want to focus here a little bit on this ruler against ruler, because this seems to be escalating to very intense proportions.
Oh, absolutely, Stuart. One of the interesting things, they had someone on Fox earlier saying that Trump's main enemy right now appears to be the ruling Republican establishment that's rooted in Washington, D.C. And he says even though mainstream media is against Trump and at war with Trump, and the Democrats are ready to do what they call now a scorched earth policy to stop Trump, he says the main concern is the ruling establishment and the Republicans. And what's interesting, Stuart, is this is all ruler against ruler, and it not only plays out in Washington, D.C., it plays out in state, and as you've said, too, it goes down into the local regions, the local areas, the county and the city administrations of different parts of the country, and then also around the world.
Well, I think what's happened is, you know, everybody sat back while the communist socialists kind of infiltrated everything and got into the positions of power. and became very entrenched. And here comes along Tornado Trump, and he's trying to unseat some of this. He has done tremendous progress, though. Has he signed anything about the borders? I know he signed something about the wall, but are we now stopping all people from coming in along that southern border, or at least attempting to, through ICE and whatnot?
That is being implemented now. I may not be accurate on my figures here, but I've heard a lot of data flowing in on the back channels talking mm-hmm. about a number of political people in Homeland Security, which is over ICE and Border Patrol, et cetera, have left their jobs. The Democrats are saying they were fired. Others are saying they are political people that Obama had set in place to restrain law.
Yeah.
They're having to leave now. But anyway, I heard that there's going to be 5,000 new ICE officers, Border Patrol officers, and 10,000 ICE. And he also has signed executive orders in stopping immigration from certain terrorist-supported countries, and also blocking entrance to this country and stopping all entrance, I believe, right now until they can get a handle on who's coming in and who they are and how they will use. And he repeated again today, extreme vetting.
Has he defined what he means by extreme vetting? It sounds to me like if there's any question whatsoever, you just don't get in.
Well, I agree with you, Stuart. I think he's got the final word. He knows it. And we wondered why he was putting, what's the deal with all these generals surrounding him? I think we're beginning to find out exactly this is a war. And
yes.
He knows how to use the military and the generals that run it.
Well, as I understand it, he gave Mad Dog Mattis full rein, right?
Oh, absolutely. He actually had a swearing in of Mattis, as Secretary of Defense, at the Pentagon today and signed some executive orders and said that Mattis was in charge, absolutely in charge. And when they questioned him on Mattis disagreeing with Trump on waterboarding or enhanced interrogation, he said Mattis is in charge. Ask him. And so, and at the same time, Sturdy signed an executive order now implementing the rebuilding of the United States military to start today.
So when you say rebuilding, is he increasing troops, or is this more orientated towards military equipment, submarines, et cetera, et cetera, aircraft, et cetera, et cetera?
It appears to be all the above. He told them, matter of fact, he put a cap on Washington folks, and he lifted the cap on military hiring so the military can begin to induct or bring in the people they need and start to train them and get them in the field. And so it's men, it's materiel, it's, which will hook into intelligence too. Matter of fact, he's told them 30 days, I want to know how you're going to destroy ISIS. So it's a big move going right now. It's, like you said, a tornado.
So you said the Republican establishment, of course, if you really look at this, the Democratic and the Republican leadership are all in the same boat. They're all globalists. They're all New World Order boys and girls. And so I can understand, I guess, why they're trying to obstruct. But it sounds to me also like there's going to be some mass protests all around the nation. There's been some promises of violence. What's the deal on that?
There is talk and reports of rhetoric coming in from the left, especially the protester groups and et cetera, of increased violence and protest and disruptions. And at the same time, as I just said, the Democrats now are calling on their people to give a, quote, And you can define this for yourself, but they're saying a scorched earth policy towards Trump and his administration, no cooperation of any kind. And, you know, they had a very interesting Women's Life March today. It was huge, absolutely huge in Washington, D.C. And matter of fact, for the first time ever in history, the vice president, Mike Pence, actually spoke to that group, and he told them, life is coming back to America. There's been too much death. And he was, you know what he was talking about as well as I do. He was talking about the abortion situation that has ruled country and spread out from this country around the world.
Well, the Lord in the Old Testament makes a very interesting comment concerning that. He said, those who hate me love death. So obviously the opposite of that is those who love me love life. So I guess that puts anybody on one side or the other, doesn't it?
It does.
But anyway, here's another verse of Scripture. We would have healed Babylon, but she is not healed. Forsake her. Let us go, everyone, into his own country, for her judgment reacheth unto heaven, and is lifted up even to the skies. Anybody that's seen a nuclear mushroom cloud knows what that is. So it seems like this ruler against ruler, and feds against state, against sanctuary cities. No, we're not going to do anything the feds tell us, blah, 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 is a direct fulfillment of this ruler against ruler. And then comes violence in the land, and then comes he's going to judge us. So that was one of the reasons I made the blog title the way I did. We would have healed Babylon, but alas, she would not be healed. It doesn't sound to me like there's really much healing going on, because everybody seems to be basically, now, I don't know about the silent majority, but if they remain silent for much longer, I think the Marxist socialists are going to win this. What do you think?
Sure. You know, yeah, I think, you know, you and I have talked before, you know, on the radio and in private, and we both shared that we just believe that this is a window of time. We don't know how long it's going to last. We don't know how long Trump may rule. We do know there are codes against him, just like there are against Benjamin Netanyahu, almost strikingly similar codes, using similar words. And so the people of God especially have got to be very careful and ready at a moment's notice to, you know, if they receive an angel in the middle of the night that says go or move or go somewhere else for the weekend, or, you know, any of these very beyond normal activities, we need to be aware and alert to do those things, even if it doesn't make sense to the rest of your family or anybody else. But, you know, we do have a window. How long this window lasts, I don't know, because, see, tied also into our country is we've got this scenario going on in the Middle East, and we've got a scenario with North Korea, China, and Russia. And as a matter of fact, Trump was announcing today he has a extensive phone call apparently with Vlad Putin from Russia tomorrow. And of course, a lot of the left and the establishment, I guess you could call them hawks, are really in a rage because they don't want him discussing anything with Putin. It seems they really would rather have war.
Well, of course, probably they would. I was reading an article too where this John McCain, I've always been very suspicious of the guy anyway because of some reports that came out of North Vietnam. You know, he was a prisoner there. But we heard some reports from people that were there that didn't come out, you know, exactly the way John said they did. I don't know if they're true or not. It doesn't matter. But I was reading an article where he is and has been supported by George Soros. And he's one of these ones that's making all the noise against Trump, isn't he? from what I gather.
Yeah, he's beating quite a drum and has been since Trump stepped into the ring, so to speak. Even though Trump gave a knockout punch to Hillary, and I guess in a way to Obama, John McCain and a few others are beating a drum that just won't be silent. And it's very interesting, too. There were two reports came out of Israel today. One of them was the Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu is meeting with senior Trump advisor Rudy Giuliani in Jerusalem, and Giuliani is conveying a personal message from Trump to the Prime Minister. And at the same time, Koenig News is reporting that Netanyahu and Israeli News have said that the world's silence on Iran threats to destroy Israel will end with Trump.
Well, this is interesting. Moscow, there's got to be something going on between Trump and Putin, because this is from Debka Files. Moscow acts to oust Iran from Syria, bombs ISIS. And we know that the United States was involved in that, right? So that had to be deeply coordinated.
Well, it had to. And at the same time, Stuart, to go along with that article there, it appears that Russia has now set up, along with the U.S. and Turkey, so-called safe zones in Syria, and that not only are those safe zones being set up to, house the refugee problems, but also it appears the U.S. military will replace Iran and Hezbollah on the Israeli and Jordanian borders.
Wow. So here's an article which goes along with, I don't think people understand how many enemies we actually have roundabout. China reportedly deploying ICBMs near the Russians' border. Have you heard any more about that, Larry?
What I've heard on that, and our U.S. press is keeping that very, very quiet, China has apparently, what I'm gleaning is that China has apparently moved possible nuclear ballistic missiles to the border of Russia, with Russia saying that they are not concerned with that move at all. And it's kind of interesting, Stuart, because could it be that, you know, China really is really moving towards confronting Trump in the not only in the China Sea, but also could they be using Russia as a buffer zone between the U.S. and China? And therefore, Putin's not concerned. But also, a very interesting scenario that we hadn't seen before, there are now three Chinese warships, according to the Middle East press, in the Mediterranean. Now, that is very unusual.
Yeah, why would they be there, I wonder? Have we dispatched our carriers? I know for a while they were all lined up like ducks in a row. Have they gone back out yet at all, or are they still in dock?
My understanding was, as Obama left office, there were ducks in a row. Now, that's another, there appears to be, from what we've just spoke about in the Middle East, there appears to be movement of the U.S. military that we're not aware of. And this has to be under Trump and his administration. So, I can't say where the carriers are, but it's kind of a secret. Possibly we'll be moving some of those. I hope we do. Sounds more like a Pearl Harbor scenario, but what is interesting, though, Stuart, you had mentioned the Daniel 8 war,
Yes.
And one of the things that really struck me, I was looking at that and reading that a little more today, and, one of the things that really jumped out at me, was like you said, it says also it was the time of the end when this occurred. But also, it almost appears a strange act happens in there. It talks about the goat or whatever coming to fight the ram. I believe I've got that right. And it says that it doesn't touch the ground. Now, that is a very cryptic word there. It doesn't touch the ground. In the days this was written, all armies moved on the ground or by water. So I would wonder, could that be cryptic for It's an aerial or a missile attack. And I was looking very closely, Stuart. It indicates it comes from the west. And if you look to the west of Iran, you find Iraq and actually the Mediterranean. So could it be maybe a Russian? We know there's Russian ships in the Mediterranean. We know now there's Chinese. We know that possibly we've got some en route. Could it be a missile attack, a massive missile attack from the Mediterranean on Iran?
Well, what's fascinating to me is just a little bit ago, Iran had offered air bases for the Russian military, and they're bombing and bombers and fighters. And now we have this report that good old Vlad Putin is kind of saying, I don't think we need you anymore here in Syria. Get out. Something has to happen. Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, you got to remember, Vlad Putin is for Vlad Putin. And if he looks at an asset like Iran or the U.S. under a new president, President Trump, who do you think he would choose to rather have by his side?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's a game of chess. It's a game of thrones. And Putin's somewhat of a Rambo, I guess. And, he's leading Russia, and I guess the Russian people really, really do like him. So, you know, that emboldens him even further. He is KGB, has been right along. So, yeah, he's a good chess player. It's going to get very, very interesting to see how all of that plays out. But it was kind of interesting that Putin, the U.S., or Trump are working together now in Syria to get rid of Iran. Well, what do you suppose Iran is going to think about that? Something has to happen to trigger this.
Yeah, they're not going to at all like that. I mean, that's an affront to them, and they know well that if Putin's ousting Iranian troops from Syria, and there's also the U.S. is now going to replace, the Iranian troops and Hezbollah and et cetera on the borders of Jordan and Israel, they know what's happening, they're going to be enraged. And at the same time, Iran and their parallel universe, so to speak, North Korea, they're just two peas in a pod, more or less. They've now sent in anti-tank missiles into Gaza and got them into Gaza with the Hamas and some ISIS in that region to attack the Israelis and the Israeli tank military. So, you know, this is not a big secret, and I'm beginning to wonder, Stuart, you said Iran seems to become enraged and attacks in all directions, and I'm wondering, are we beginning to see the leading edges of that?
Yeah, I think we are. And with Trump in power, if they keep threatening Trump or they do something militarily, Mad Dog Mattis, who evidently has been given total control over the military, and that actually is a sign of a good CEO. He finds the people he wants, he gives them full authority, and leaves them alone unless they really mess up really bad. So, this could blow up. What I'm getting at, folks out there, this could blow up at any time. You could wake up tomorrow morning and the war is on. We could wake up a year from now and the war is on. We really don't have any idea as to the timing of it, although 5777, which is the year we're in, appears to be anyway the year of major pivoting. What do you think Trump is going to do when it comes to surveillance of the American people, that sort of thing, the FEMA camps, the NDAA and all that? You think he's going to make a move? I know he's making a move for the guns to undo everything that Obama had tried to do to take the guns away. Trump is undoing all of that, I guess. But do you think he's going to also get into this where we're at a police state, virtually? Do you think he'll undo any of that? I guess is the question.
Well, Stuart, I'm watching that really closely. I don't see any designs to change or not to change for the moment. However, you got to remember he's moving his chiefs in, his new chiefs, his new political leaders, and his people, and he's having to oust a lot of the Obama political appointees that are not leaving too quick on their own. So he's got, of course, you got to remember, Stuart, Drudge Report reported this morning, 1 week in for Trump. Wow. So he ain't been in but 7 days. And
I know.
Look at all he's done. So, but I do want to watch that, what you said. We'll just have to keep an eye on CIA, NSA, and where the leadership and things happen. But you've got also a lot of stalling and foot dragging with the Democrats and the Republicans right now on going ahead and filling up the Trump administration with his people.
Yeah, it's going to take them a while. I've got an article here. You know, we've been talking about gravity waves, cosmic waves, and how it may affect DNA and people. Here's a headline. NASA fears cosmic rays from outer space will damage plane passengers' brains. Now, why is that coming out at this point in time? There's something going on here.
Well, it's very interesting that it comes out at about the same time, and you've probably seen some space weather NOAA reports lately of the large increase in radiation in the atmosphere and where the planes are flying.
Yeah, it makes you wonder if that doesn't have some effect because people seem to be getting enraged and sort of losing it over virtually nothing these days. You got road rage, you got post office rage, you have military rage, you have all kinds of rages going on. And it makes me wonder if part of this is not this approaching galactic superwave that Dr. Paul LaViolette talks about. We know it's on the way, at least from insiders who say it's on the way. And it's supposed to hit, they say, somewhere in 2017. They're not being very explicit as to the date. But it does make you wonder when you read something like that from NASA. It makes you wonder, doesn't it?
Well,
what
it
they
does,
know and what they're not telling you.
Yeah, now that you mention NASA, there are some reports in the background that Trump is moving to establish or reestablish some of the NASA that we used to have. So we may see some changes there. And I've heard that China has the most, the largest array or equipment to detect that type of activity, an incoming wave. But we may have a secret one that we're not talking about either. So we don't know it all yet, but everybody's looking at something that's an incoming.
Yeah. They definitely are, be it destroyer and its entourage or whether it's a galactic wave. One last thing before we close out. The nuclear doomsday clock is closer to midnight than it's been in 58 years. So it sounds like to me that they're looking at Trump and what he's doing as a possibility of increasing war. Would that be your take?
Well, they are sure. Yeah, that's exactly what they're doing. Fox was talking about this today, and they say this entire doomsday thing was a creation of Trump talk. And Trump's not a politician, but however, he's got the people around him that are. And, one thing we did want to mention before we lose time also is the massive fissure that's opened in the Arizona desert, and also Dale's got up a lot of earth change news.
Yeah, it's wild, and it's getting more and more all the time. Yeah, that fissure is huge. And, how do people reach you, Larry?
Oh, the quickest way is LarryWTaylor.org, LarryWTaylor.org. I'm back up and running, and Yahoo Group's operating again, and people may want to send you comments also about the show.
Yeah, if you want to email us, it's enigma@trueinsight.com. And if you got comments, we'll read them on the air. Anyway, thanks a lot for listening, and we'll see you again next week. Night.